to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hey! Happy Taco Tuesday!
Happy Tuesday!
Camel Nation, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
A happy June 3rd, which is also National Egg Day.
Okay.
I like eggs.
I mean, I like eggs.
R.I.P. to the chickens that are going through the bird flu thing right now.
Yeah, they're going through it.
They're having a tough moment, those birds.
They really are, which is making a tough moment on egg prices, so I'm going to need them to figure it out.
Yeah, and there's some big hatcheries here in the valley that are being affected. So, man, my heart goes out to you. Sad stuff.
But also, I don't love eggs enough to celebrate a national day.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
To each his own.
Okay.
Today is National Chocolate Macaroon Day.
I could get behind that.
I'm looking at the photo over here.
Uh-huh, show me. Ooh. Yes.
Hey. We're in the middle of summer shred, people. Stop with these National Macaroon Days. Also, National Repeat Day. National Repeat Day.
No.
National Repeat Day.
We're not doing that.
Coming up at 7:30, we got a brand new secret sound. We debuted it yesterday. There's a lot of people think they know it. They think they know it already.
I would be willing to bet that you don't.
It's the second day. I've seen a lot of comments on social media. People are like, oh, if I get through, I'm getting these Sam Hunt VIP koozies.
Because you get six of them. So it's a really great prize. But also, you don't know what it is.
There's been one clue thus far.
The clue was wet or dry.
Wet or dry. Okay. No hints either way. So, that's the clue. We got another clue coming up today, and obviously another opportunity to guess the secret sound at 7:30. How was your night last night?
It was great. I was chilling on the couch, slept, took a little nap.
Oh.
And then I woke up, did some work, went to bed.
I'm in jealousy of you. I wanted to get rest, but my son was like, Dad, I want to hang out with him and play Roblox. I want to do this. And I know they're leaving in a couple days.
Yeah.
16 days. So I have to, like, I had to hang out with him.
Obligatory.
I took him to guitar lessons. So I was like, I have to do it.
Yeah.
So I hung out with him, did not get a chance to hang out and do nothing. So my wife goes, I'm just going to run, you know, before my trip, I'm just going to run to Last Chance. I just want to see what they got. Maybe they got some nice summer stuff. Last Chance. I'm going to go. And I said, okay, go. So she goes, it's like 10 o'clock. She left at like 6. And I texted her. I was like, what a wild trip to Last Chance, babe. Needless to say, Brooklyn Dana went to go get drinks with the girls.
No!
Yeah. So that's how my night went.
That's all right. She'll be gone for 16 days.
Yeah, so. But I thought they would both want to spend some time with me before they left.
Nah. She's like, eh.
Nah,
it's
gone.
Fine.
They gone.
I need to spend some time with my girls.
All right. Let's get into a show. Happy Taco Tuesday, Camel Nation. Stick around for those Camel Koozies up for grabs.
Those koozies are your ticket in to the Camel Koozie concert.
And what else are we doing today?
Having a great time.
We're having a fun time.
That's what we're doing.
We're having
today.
A fun time.
It's so
it's
much
a fun,
fun
time on a Tuesday. Have some fun. I love you.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Let me just start by saying Zachary is nasty.
Why?
Let's just say he borrowed a grooming tool from his roommate. And he groomed the nasty parts of his body.
No, you don't know.
Yeah.
That's yuck.
That is crossing some type of roommate line.
It's not even a roommate line. It's all lines.
All right, let's call him out right now and break the news.
Bro, what do you want?
Oh, hi. Is this Zach?
Yeah, you've called me like 3 times. What's up, man?
I know. I was trying to get a hold of you. It's very important. Hey, Zach, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have news. For you.
What is that? What is that?
Well, I have news from your roommate, Andrew. He reached out to me and said that he wants me to tell you something.
Oh.
So, Zach, he wanted me to tell you to keep his beard trimmer. He's heard you using it, and clearly it was not to trim your facial hair.
Are you kidding me, man?
he said, yeah, you're clearly not trimming your baby face, and I can only imagine what you're using my beard trimmer for.
I mean, you don't have to have a very good imagination. He's right. He caught me.
Hey, Zach, it's actually Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9. What are you?
You don't even. Why even? I even know what he's using it for.
Why? Why use his?
It was a last minute thing, man. I was in a pinch.
Oh, okay.
This girl hit me up, and I had to get out of the house fast.
You know, Amazon delivers beard trimmers, and like
it must have been a quick. Meeting that he had. It was last minute put on the schedule. It's fine.
Had to make a little NASCAR pit stop.
Had to run.
So,
that's hilarious.
Did it work out for you?
Was it worth it?
Well, yeah, everything was great. I'm glad I took the time to use the trimmer beforehand. Everything was great.
There we go.
Good for you.
Okay, so Zach said keep the beard trimmer.
But maybe buy him a new one.
Maybe replace it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess I could do that.
Yeah.
All right.
He's going to brush it off and give it back to him.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne?
Yes.
It's Nico and Cheyenne, by the way. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
There's a hierarchy of people in your life.
Yes.
Okay, and this totem pole of importance should be recognized at all times. Number one, family members. Number one, top of the totem pole.
Yeah.
Agreement?
Yeah, for the most part.
Number two, friends.
Okay.
Number three on the list would be acquaintances.
Yeah.
And or hellos and goodbyes.
Right.
Okay, I have friend, acquaintance. Dang, I just messed up the totem pole. he's a friend.
He's teetering on the line between the two categories.
He's a friend.
Okay.
But I haven't hung out with him in a really, really long time. And he doesn't understand his position on the totem pole. Okay?
Has he been made aware of his position on the totem pole?
This is going to be a tough nut to crack. I'll tell you what. Okay. Feelings are going to be hurt.
Oh, boy.
I won't say his name, but it does start with the letter J. He doesn't understand where he falls on the totem pole. He thinks he's up in the family zone.
Oh.
Every time I've had him over, and this is an issue, and this is why I've selectively invited him over.
Okay.
We had a get together recently, and my wife, by the way, she does not include him at all in her get togethers, but it was one of mine. He is one of my friends. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to invite the letter J over. The letter J comes over and enjoys themselves. And then at the end of the night, the letter J just hovers around while we're cleaning up, we're doing busyness. This is every time.
A lingerer who doesn't understand when it's time to go.
He does not.
Is borderline like the worst.
He doesn't pick up on the cues, and I feel bad because I'm like, maybe he's just bored or maybe he's lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only one that's showing Jay any type of anything.
So in his mind, you're his BFF.
Yeah. What do I do?
Stop inviting him over.
Exactly.
Like, how do you have that conversation? Man, I would really love to invite you over, but you don't ever understand when to leave.
It's really awkward.
And it's really just...
Oof, it might come down to that, but as of the last time I invited, that was the last time I will invite him.
I feel like normally when I'm in a situation that's close to this, I will give the line of something like, oh man, I gotta get up early. Like, I gotta work tomorrow.
Listen, we threw out every hint known to man. Oh man, we're gonna have to clean. Let's start cleaning up.
It's getting late.
Like, the party's over.
Yeah. And he still wasn't
still just lingering.
Grabbing
some chips. Maybe grab a little chip. Crack another drink.
This is getting worse and worse.
Here's the plate to go. Maybe, you know what? I'm a little hungry still. Maybe I'll just have the plate now.
I would never.
I couldn't say, you better rip it up.
Get it and go.
Wrap it up, Jay.
Also, for me, I get a little anxious trying not to be that person. So I will generally leave far earlier than expected because I don't want to be that person.
That's good on you.
Yeah.
That is good on you.
And also, I don't want my friends to feel like I've overstayed my welcome.
You have that wherewithal.
I try to.
You have it.
Try not to be that person.
Camel Nation, does this drive you crazy? Has this happened to you? What do you do in this scenario? 602-894-5653. You can text us. You can call us. Am I being super sensitive or am I just like... You guys, just normal people.
Nico's got a lingerer. Oh, boy.
Call me up. Kylie in Avondale. So you heard what we were talking about. People who just can't take a hint at the end of the day.
They just don't. They don't leave. They don't go anywhere ever.
They just love you so much. They refuse to give you a little personal space.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
Well, I was calling, like, not even just with friends, but like my boyfriend. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We live together. We haven't lived together like a huge long time. But he just does not know. He like stays at home all the time, and I'm like, can you please leave the house? I need you to leave the house.
Like, I need my space too. Like, I love you, but go.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we started dating, you know, during the pandemic, and he started working at home back then. He loves it.
Yeah.
And he's an introvert. So he just never leaves the house. And I'm like, I need you to leave. I need you to go.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes those...
I need to be alone.
Those walls can start closing in on you.
Yeah.
And you're just looking at the other person like, dude, I gotta fart.
Or like, I'll put on headphones and like listen to a podcast and like do something. And he'll keep talking to me. And I'm like...
When you actively have headphones in and somebody keeps trying to talk to you, or like even watching a movie. My mother does this.
I do it to my wife all the time.
Yes. I'm like,
mine too.
Stop.
She hates it.
Leave the room, please.
She has the AirPods too that like,
oh my God,
she can hear my voice.
Yeah.
So it's not as if like she plays like, oh, I can't hear you. Like, it literally amplifies my voice to her if someone's speaking to her. So I know she can hear me, but she still plays it. Like, I can't hear you.
Take a hit, dude.
I'm listening to my podcast.
Take a hit.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
My pool has been pesky ever since I opened it up.
What do you mean pesky?
There have been signs of yellow algae trying to get growing on the sides of my pool. I finally got the perfect combination of algae destroyers.
Hey.
And the pool is glistening and clear again.
Love that.
Ready to be drank. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Oh, Chris Lynn Surprise, what are you celebrating today?
So I know school's been out for a little bit now, but my daughter, we've had kind of some family stuff going on this past year, and she had F in every class for some time, actually the first three quarters.
Ooh. Yeah.
And she buckled down at the end of the year. She got everything up to B's and C's, and even the C's were high C's.
Hey.
And then she actually got nominated by one of her teachers for a Grit and Perseverance Award, and all the teachers voted on it, and she got it.
Wow.
Stop it.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. I absolutely love that.
Congratulations. I'm sure you had a lot to do with it.
There was a lot of late nights doing homeworks and projects, and yes, there was a lot of work involved with everybody.
Well, we're proud of you, too, because it's not easy trying to help your kid get through that.
Thank you.
Jessica and Gilbert, what are we amening this morning?
After 2.5 years, I finally got approved to adopt our baby girl, so it's super exciting.
Wow.
Stop.
Congratulations.
I know. We've had her since birth, and so it's amazing. Thank you so much.
I have chills.
Wow.
And tears.
You guys are coming with the amens today.
I know. That's
such a
insane.
Beautiful story. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Jessica, congratulations. That is phenomenal.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Oh, I love hearing the good stories from the Camel Nation.
They just make my heart feel nice and warm.
All right. You want to get an amen? 602-894-5653.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Camel Country.
Good morning, Nico.
Hey, who's this? Where are you from?
This is Gabby from Chandler. Hi, Cheyenne.
Good morning, Gabby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What am I, chopped liver?
Yeah, you forgot about producer AB Baby.
I'm just playing. It's all good.
It's all good. Hey, guess what? You're calling number 8. Congratulations.
Yay!
Now, Gabby, we do it every single day at this time. We've only done it once before. This will be our second time. We do it at 7:30. What's up for grabs, Cheyenne?
6 VIP tickets to the Camel Koozie Concert with Sam Hunt on July 9th at Gila River Resorts and Casinos Wild Horse Pass.
Whew.
It's one heck of a prize.
Do you know that first clue?
I did hear it.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. You want to play the game?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Gabby in Chandler. This is The Secret Sound.
All right, Gabby. For 6 VIP tickets to the Camel Koozie concert, what do you think the secret sound is?
Is it like something in the dryer?
Ooh, according to the clue. That's a guess.
That actually makes sense.
That's a guess. No,
it's
Gabby!
Not. No, it's not.
I wish it was.
So do I.
Sounds like it.
It does, but it's not.
Sorry, Gabby. But thank you for trying and thank you for listening this morning.
It's okay. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
You too.
Ah, that was a good one.
But if you knew the guess from yesterday, or not the guess, the clue from yesterday, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. We got to rethink these clues. Will I lose my man card, Cheyenne, if I order boneless wings over regular wings?
I would say no.
Okay.
I don't care. I don't have a preference. I don't eat bone-in wings very often because they're just a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I would rather just eat the nugget. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you said that because they basically are just saucy nugs.
I would rather eat a nugget boneless wing than a bone-in wing
any day.
It's not
even a wing, which is heinous in itself.
It's a nug.
The fact that boneless wings. That's my issue right there, right? Mr. Abraham Baberham.
Thank you.
It's the fact that they're called wings. First of all, it's tender breast.
It's breast meat.
It's breast meat.
It's not even a part of the wing.
It's tender breast. It's not a wing. So stop calling them boneless wings, everybody. It's okay to call them nuggets or tenders.
I will take 8 of those honey barbecue nuggets. Thank you.
Boom.
No part of me, if you go with, I will never. Scout's on her hand in the air. I will never judge a man for getting boneless wings ever in my lifetime.
I respect
thank you.
That.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't care.
That being said, I will never order boneless wings ever because I'm a real man. And real men order wings with bones in them.
Why does that make you a real man?
Nah, I'm just kidding. I just like them better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I can
see.
It has nothing to do with
masculinity. Like, I like them better. But the fact that they do call them boneless wings kind of irritates me. But whatever you like. Like, my kid's never going to be like, oh, Dad, I really want. Like, he actually likes bone-in wings or bone-out wings. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Whatever you want. I don't care.
I just don't
want
to get my fingers dirty. Like, why would I get my fingers dirty?
I don't mind that. I lick the fingers.
Now, see, I would too, but like,
I suck that juice right off them fingers.
I just don't need to. Although, I do get impressed with guys who can put the wing in their mouth and just like.
Yeah, but you get cartilage with that.
I wouldn't know.
They're chomping on cartilage, and I don't like the cartilage part. Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
No, it comes with the bone. Like, the bones, you know, it all comes off. The cartilage, the skin, the meat, everything.
That's gross.
No. My favorite thing to do is when you get the flat and it's got the two bones, is to stick my tongue right through it.
I do that.
And push the meat out in the other direction, and then I grab it with my teeth.
You just go, me, 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 me.
It's a little move. I teach people sitting around me that move.
Well,
like, why is he doing that? Why is his tongue going through the middle part? That's what I do.
Try it.
That's what I try it.
Try it, and it'll change your life.
Game changer. So
I will admit that I do that when I do eat bone-in wings.
Yes. So obviously, we're all in agreement here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Masculine. Like, there's no tough guy way to, like, order or eat wings. It's just, you know, you like them with the bone or without the bone. And those who say otherwise have a little insecurity about the way they're eating wings.
It's got to be that, right?
Yeah.
Like, and also as a female, if you find a man less manly because he's ordering boneless wings, what is your stance on that?
Yeah.
Like, I need to know why you think that.
I have some very big, muscular, masculine friends who eat chicken tenders in the wimpiest way I've ever seen possible.
What's the wimpiest way to eat a chicken
like
tender?
Like, when you get more than one sauce and you, like, doubled sauce dip, and sometimes...
Wait, that's bad?
I've never been more hungry on this show than I am right now.
Yeah, that's really... That's terrible.
I do that.
No. You get one sauce, and you dip it in the sauce, and you eat it.
I get some ranch. I'll get some barbecue.
Exactly. You do that. What is your... feminine profile, madam.
Just say it.
Okay.
You're saying because I'm a woman.
Yes.
It's okay for me to get multiple
Absolutely.
Sauces.
Absolutely. You can use a knife and fork if you want.
Well, as the resident woman in this room, then it's okay to get multiple sauces.
Yeah, you could do that. Whatever you want, guys. Ooh. We kicked a bee's hive on this one.
We really did.
I thought everybody would have been
riled up this morning.
Are you guys really just talking about chicken wings? By the way, when did chicken wings become, or when would they stop being wingdings?
Huh?
Remember when they were wingdings?
No.
The only wingdings I know is the font in Microsoft Word.
Oh, I knew them as wingdings before. Like chicken wings.
That must be a regional thing.
Is that a Detroit thing?
It might have been a Detroit thing.
Anybody call them wingdings?
Wingdings.
I know a couple of wingdings though.
That's funny. What do we got on the text messages here, Cheyenne? I know people are texting in this morning.
Text from the 480. If the true measure of masculinity is how much chicken you can scrape off of a bone with your teeth, my toothless cat is the manliest guy I know. Text from the 602. I was a bone-in purist until I did a boneless wing-eating contest. There's definitely an art to devouring saucy nugs with speed and grace.
I love it.
This is my favorite. Text from the 480. Ordering boneless wings is like ordering a triple shot espresso with 6 pumps of caramel, 2 pumps of vanilla, and whatever else girls put in their Starbucks orders.
Oh.
That is the most shots fired.
Shots fired.
Good Lord.
I got a text from the 623. I'm offended by this. It says, Nico's wrong.
Oh.
I'm 6'4", 300 pounds, and I eat my boneless wings with several sauces and a knife and fork. Well, sir.
The knife and fork is a choice.
Well, sir. Number one, sound like a girl.
Oh, okay. He sounds like he could beat you up with one finger.
No, it sounds like he's big, but that don't mean he could beat me up, okay? The bigger they are, the harder they fall on top of their wings.
And all their sauces.
So we're all in agreement then? Boneless wings are not actually wings at all?
I mean,
we knew they weren't wings.
Yeah.
Right?
I know, but they should stop calling them that. That's all I'm saying.
But that is what it is.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. I found something out over the weekend that kind of blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, house cleaners, if you're scrubbing floors, you don't get the credit that you deserve.
Oh, shout out to them for sure.
100% shout out to you. Second of all, I learned that my time in the gym may be ill spent because I could just do it at home. Let me explain, because I do have a home gym. Remove the home gym. That's not in this conversation.
Okay.
So you guys know I hate my floors, my downstairs floors. They're white gray marble tile with white grout, and the contractors who built my house never sealed my floors.
Ooh.
That means my tile and my grout soak up every piece of dirt and grime that they possibly can because they're like sponges.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
they're white.
They're white. My grout is white.
Yeah, there's no hiding that.
None at all. So like doing like your basic like Swiffer jet clean does nothing for my floors.
Ooh, okay.
And I don't know about you, but the way that my bank account works doesn't allow for me to have somebody to come in and like steam clean them once a week.
Yeah.
So what I have to do is I have two different scrub brushes. I have one for the tile and I have one specifically for the grout that's like angled to get in the grout lines.
Yeah, you got
to
get in the crevice.
Yes. And then I have a big Rubbermaid bucket that I fill up with cleaner and water and I put my brushes in and then I have to scrub. But what happens when you use scrubbers? There's water. So then I have to come behind it and shop vac up the water and the debris that I've just cleaned out. It's a process. Woo. Okay?
I'm exhausted.
Well, you're going to get even more exhausted. This is why I'm saying they don't get the credit that they deserve. So I got this wild idea over the weekend, and I was like, I'm going to put on my heart rate monitor. So I have a MyZone device, and it goes around like right underneath my chest on my sternum, and then it tracks my heart rate through an app, which then converts to like how much energy I've put out and the calories that I've burnt. It's a really solid tool that anybody could buy, and I 100% recommend this.
Okay. What are the results?
I was like, I'm going to put this thing on. I'm going to see how much energy I'm putting out cleaning my floor. So it took me like 2 hours to do my floors, okay?
Wow.
Now, again, it's my entire downstairs.
Yeah.
So
it's a large surface area.
It's a large surface area. And they were very dirty because I hadn't done it in a while. I burnt 864 calories scrubbing my floors.
What?
Yeah.
You burned an entire Portillo's hot dog.
I know.
864 calories?
864 calories.
Dang.
Yeah, it's like when you look at it, it's wild to watch. And I can see, the cool thing is like when you look on the graph, you can see where I took breaks because it's a color breakdown.
Yeah, yeah.
So when it goes into grays, I was clearly like sitting on my stairs scrolling Instagram.
Right, right.
You know?
Right. You gotta take breaks?
You have to take breaks.
Even when you work out, you take breaks?
Exactly. So, yeah, if you scrub floors for a living, like, by hand, shout out to you. Because I also woke up the next day, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I feel
little pump right there.
It was nice.
Somebody's going to be like, dang, Cheyenne's been in the gym. And you'd be like, no, I've been in living room.
I've been scrubbing like Cinderella.
I've been on tile.
That's me, just home scrubbing. Yeah.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Abe's got something to get off his chest this morning.
Ooh, say it with your chest.
All right. Is this
it out? That was chesty.
So what would y'all do if like one of your best friends in the world told you to stop going to some place that you really love because they have a problem with it?
Ooh. Is it like a restaurant or
in
like
this
a
case,
shop?
It is. It's one of my favorite local spots. They have all kinds of stuff from sandwiches to wings and fries, all that stuff. But it's got one of
those
my favorite.
All of your favorites.
Well, and one of my favorite sandwiches in the world comes from this place. And me and him go there a lot. But on a solo trip, he had a little incident. And then he hits me up saying that I need to start boycotting it because he is. And I'm like,
incident valid? Like, was it a personal attack?
What?
It didn't seem that bad to me.
Okay.
It started with what he perceived as a small change in the formula of one of our favorite items. And then it turned into a whole conversation with the owner that left him a little salty. And I was like,
whoa.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I love you, bro. I mean, I've known this guy for 30 plus years.
Yeah.
But the sandwich, though. The sandwich is so good.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, an order of importance here, Abe. You said it was the best sandwich that you've ever had.
For this particular, it's a chopped cheese. It's a chopped cheese sandwich. It's one of my favorites in general.
That
but this
delightful.
Place does it right. Because the guy really is from the East Coast. It's not like some copycat jump on a trend thing. Like, this dude does it right.
This is a tough one because if your friend finds out that you've been frequenting this spot without his knowledge, he's going to be very upset about that.
He might be a little salty at first, but I live way closer than he does to
this
place.
But it sounds like he gets salty over small things anyways.
He's a little hot-headed in general.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was complaining about too much salt on the sandwich.
It does kind of sound like something like that. Yeah.
I digress. So he might get mad. He might not. Is it a risk you're willing to take?
Absolutely. I just keep it quiet.
Okay.
I mean, I am feeling a little conflicted.
All right. Then you answered your own question.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
Oh,
I haven't gone yet and had to hide it from him, but I feel like I have
his
to.
His mind's telling him no, yeah. But his cravings are telling him
for
yes.
Him, I'm on a different type of diet journey.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
because
yeah.
Otherwise I'd have this place once a week easily.
I'm saying, but here's what you need to do. You need to go incognito.
What, like
you need to wear like a
that
big,
is so aggressive.
Like a fake mustache.
Wear a
hat.
Big fancy hat.
I got to sit on somebody's shoulders in a trench coat. Hello, I'm a full size man.
Yeah, I think you should just enjoy it, and you know what? Let bygones be bygones. If he gets upset about it, I'm sorry. That's your fight. That's your fight, sir. That is not my fight.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fight with this chopped cheese.
I'm kind of on that page, too. I think my only, like, caveat to that would be, like, if it was a personal attack to him, like, then I could see, like, boycotting this place. Like, okay, personal harm, I get it. But, like, he had a beef conversation over a change in the recipe. Get out of here.
It escalated for no reason. I would have his back if it was legit.
Yeah. No.
Listen.
I'm going with you to get lunch today.
My favorite barbecue spot in the Valley is Bobby Q's. I speak about it very regularly.
Definitely.
If someone's
I've never
trying
had
to
Bobby Q's.
delicious barbecue. One of the best I've ever had.
Wow.
If somebody was to restrict my usage of their brisket in my mouth, I would say, go fly a kite. I don't care about your beef. Good luck on your conquest, my friend. We can still chat, but I'm enjoying that brisket. Well, let us know. Camel Nation, 602-894-5653. Should Abe also boycott this business that his friend is carelessly boycotting? Careless.
It's a travesty.
Childlessly?
It's a travesty.
It's childish.
602-894-5653. Annie and Gilbert, I have spoken my case. I've made it very clear that if my friend is beefing with a business, that beef does not carry out through me at all, ever. I will enjoy that fantastic establishment and tell them to kick rocks.
And my opinion is that, like, I need to know the extent. Like, were you truly treated like garbage? Because I can't support that.
It sounds like they're just being catty.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. All right, how do you feel about this, Annie?
I feel that my loyalty is 100% with my friend. I honestly do not care what her beef is with the establishment. Her beef is my beef. My loyalty is with my best friend. If that restaurant is whack, you know, your toxic ex works there or is a, you know, shareholder or something like that. Like, say less. Say less, queen. Okay? It's fine. It's canceled.
I love that.
What happens? Hypothetical. What happens if you are going on a date with somebody and you're like, pick anywhere in the valley. Ooh. And they're like, my favorite restaurant that I go to all the time. I know everybody that works there. It's the most amazing restaurant in the valley. And it's called Don Chicho's. We have to go to Don Chicho's. But you got beef with Don Chicho's. Are you going to go to Don Chicho's?
Don Chicho's is off the menu, 100%. Okay, there's plenty of other restaurants in the valley, and also that's like a red flag. You know, I believe that, you know, energetically, if something's like an energetic mismatch.
Yeah,
my girl said that's not good. That guy pops up out of nowhere. Maybe you met him on an app or something, and he's like trying to take you there. That's actually like, maybe he was the reason she doesn't like the place. You know, she didn't have to explain it to me. So
that's a not today, Satan kind of situation.
Yeah, exactly.
You trying to get me, you ain't getting me.
Yeah. That's a wrap on a Taco Tuesday. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hey, if you missed anything during the show, you can always listen back to it.
We have a free Odyssey app where our entire show was uploaded to.
Yeah, absolutely. So you just got to search Nico and Cheyenne on the Odyssey app.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey. Download it now. It is free, and that's my biggest thing is I know a lot of people have streaming services, okay?
We get it.
I am not blind to it. Okay, I know that a lot of people like to act like they don't use streaming services.
A lot of people. They have streaming services.
Act like it. They're wrong. Yes, we get it. Okay, this is absolutely free, though. You can check out our entire show front to back Monday through Friday on the Odyssey app. Just search Nico and Cheyenne. Do it now.
It's free.
Also, follow us on Instagram, too, at Nico and Cheyenne.
Because we're kind of funny there, too.
I would like some more people following us because we put in a lot of work on that.
I think that would be exquisite.
And I want you to have a great Taco Tuesday.
I want you to have a great Taco Tuesday.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Are you guys doing tacos tonight?
Yeah, I like to get tacos on Taco Tuesday.
Okay.
Favorite taco, go.
Carne asada.
Okay. I'm a carnitas guy, personally.
Okay.
So I'm going to go eat them. Have a great day, y'all.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.